This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Alicia Guerrero. Date of birth, September 15, 1972. Case ID number is 723-9691. Date of exam, March 28, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from a Social Security questionnaire dated 9/25/2023 and from Dr. Paul Shay, S-H-A-Y, dated 9/1/2023. Identifying information. This is a 51-year-old married female with two children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of stage 2 breast cancer. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was on June 6, 2022, where she worked at a workforce solution as a tech for 12 years. During the time she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house, and her husband is working. The claimant is not receiving disability benefits from Social Security, but she is receiving long-term disability from her workplace. Allegations number one, stage 2 breast cancer of the left breast, history of allegations, left breast cancer of the left breast, stage 2, secondary to infiltrating ductal carcinoma. The claimant states that on December 22, 2021, she was diagnosed with left-sided infiltrating duct carcinoma, stage 2 of the left breast. The claimant went on to have a left breast mastectomy as well as a right breast mastectomy with reconstruction of both breasts consisting of implants bilaterally. The claimant had approximately 6 surgeries for both breasts, with poor results resulting in chronic pain. She received chemotherapy for 6 months and radiation for 2 weeks. The claimant complains of burning of her feet and her body, numbness, decreased memory, loss of hair, and generalized weakness and tiredness. She is presently in remission and states that she was in remission when they removed both breasts in June of 2022. She states her surgical wounds itch a lot and she is very uncomfortable. She suffers from weakness and decreased energy. She's had slow speech, hoarseness, and dysphagia. The claimant is not happy with her condition and states that she feels actually that she's not improving and this has affected her marriage greatly. She is presently on tamoxifen citrate, 20 milligrams QD, which she continues to take to help treat her condition, which is supposed to be in remission at this time. Her condition is stable. However, the claimant has not done well with the implants. Symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels chronically daily with severe decreased energy. Her limitations include being able to walk one block slowly, stand for 30 minutes, climb one flight of stairs with the rail, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button her clothes and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. Her physician is Dr. Jose Pena, and she is also seeing a psychiatrist by the name of Dr. Elisa Sanchez. She is presently on ibuprofen 500 milligrams QID, which she states does not give her any relief. She states the only physical activity she really does is walking her dogs. She has no provider, but her husband helps her with most of the chores. Her daily activities also include sleeping, comma, watching a little TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, occasionally going to the grocery store, and occasionally cooking. She also feeds the dogs. Family history. Her father died at the age of 75 from kidney failure and dialysis. Her mother died at the age of 90 from COVID-19 and osteoarthritis. She does have a brother who died at the age of 56 from prostate cancer. Medications, tramadol hydrochloride, 50 milligrams QID, Celebrex, 200 milligrams BID, hydroxyzine, pamolate, 25 milligrams TID, sertraline hydrochloride, 100 milligrams QAM, and 200 milligrams QPM, and tamoxifen citrate, 20 milligrams QD. Medical problems, history of stage 2 left-sided infiltrating ductal carcinoma of the left breast with bilateral mastectomy performed in June of 2022 with radiation and chemotherapy and bilateral breast implants with poor results. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.7 Fahrenheit, weight 117 pounds, height 5 feet, 2 1/4 inches tall, BP 108 over 77 mmHg, heart rate 81 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 98%, BMI 22. General, this is a 51-year-old female who appears to be older than her stated age and is in mild distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination and appeared to be going through a major depressive episode. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T, the last two sentences. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snell and vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/50. OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/50. Binocular uncorrected is 20/50. The claimant does wear glasses, but didn't have them with her at this time. Could you please drop down to lungs after the last sentence? The claimant had a 16-centimeter right horizontal surgical scar and a 18-centimeter horizontal scar of the left breast where a bilateral mastectomy was performed with reconstruction and nipple reconstruction as well. Well, the claimant appears to be very tender in that area and complains of left upper arm and chest pain area, which does not go away with any kind of pain meds. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had poor eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent, but her mood was severely depressed and she was crying. Her thought processes were fair and her memory was fair as well. Concentration was normal and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 1+ bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes of the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romber sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant did have palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of both shoulders and of the left chest area. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted except where she has bilateral breast implants. There is a normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is abnormal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, secondary to bilateral shoulder discomfort and weakness of the lower extremities. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is decreased range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant was able to squat, but had difficulty getting up on her own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with moderate difficulty, secondary to weakness. The claimant is able to walk on her heels and toes, and as well as walk at a fairly normal tandem rate. She could stand on 1 foot bilaterally, but was too weak to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, she has no assistive devices at this time. Neurological. Grip strength was +4/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2-12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were decreased at +1. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was mildly abnormal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but the claimant does have some muscle spasms. Muscle strength was +4/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to moderate-sized objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of both breasts with bilateral breast implants with chronic pain. The claimant is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk fairly normally. There is decreased grip strength bilaterally at +4/5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting but does have fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and minor limitations in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to bilateral breast pain, secondary to bilateral mastectomy, with chronic pain secondary to breast implants, which have caused her more pain than comfort. Probable diagnosis is number one. Stage two, left-sided breast cancer with bilateral mastectomy and reconstruction of both breasts, confirmed with physical examination and medical records. The claimant did not do well with the surgeries and the treatment for her breast cancer. She is in chronic pain and appears to be in major depressive in a major depressive episode at this time. Her condition is not stable at this time, although she is in remission, but may have to have further evaluation for possible removal of breast implants secondary to chronic pain. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Alicia Guerrero.